This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, blocked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shuley is with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, I was thinking about something that man had done. With the advice and counsel and support and encouragement of the federal government, during the 1920s, we disced up and we plowed up and we cut down trees and in the plains areas of the United States. And I'm talking about Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico. We just we planted wheat, and farmers were really excited about the amount of money that they were making from these new farming methods. And then there was a drought, and it happened in like 1930, right to coincide with the Depression. The next thing we knew, we had a Dust Bowl that lasted 10 years, and it was the greatest. The greatest environmental disaster man-made that had happened since man has been around. I mean, we absolutely did this. People died of dust, pneumonia. Do you have any remembering recollection of any of that time in your life? I'm talking about the 1930s through 1940, 1941. Do you remember hearing about that, being involved with that, reading about it, how serious that was?
Actually, I don't. Now, I have to admit, I just may have been out of the mainstream during that time, because I was born in 32, but I don't remember reading about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've talked to people here in Missouri, some of the farmers, and they said that, you know, they say, well, we don't have any topsoil here, and I'm thinking, gosh, on some parts of our farm, we have 3 feet of topsoil, and I think that we were the beneficiaries of some of those 300 million tons of topsoil that blew away from Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma. It blew toward the East Coast. There was so much dust in the air. There was a newspaper article that said that if Lady Godiva was riding a horse, even the horse wouldn't see her because the dust was so great. The sky was black. You couldn't see the sun, literally. And there was no place to go. Literally, there was no place to go. Cars were stopped. Cattle died in horrific numbers because they inhaled the dust. They were blinded. It was like being in a sandblaster. Literally, there's no place to go. And the homes weren't that airtight. And even if they were, the dust would find their way in. And the housewives would sweep out dust. And I'm talking buckets of dust after, you know, the daily storm came by. Then they had these high winds, and it was really, really terrible. We haven't seen anything like it recently, but it could happen again with our farming techniques. So I was just wondering if you had any experience with that.
I did not. Okay. I grew up on a farm.
Yeah. Steve Elkins, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Hey there, guys. Question, I heard you talking about the cyanide, and I guess question for you and for Dr. Shuley. There's a book I read a long time ago called Lab 257, The Disturbing Story of the Government's Secret Plum Island Germ Laboratory by Michael Christopher Carroll. Have either of you guys, both of you, ever read this book by chance?
I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
Okay, I'm just curious what your thoughts are on the Plum Island Journal Laboratory. I understand it's a bioweapons laboratory, and that they're really not looking for cures for diseases. It's simply how they can probably take out large quantities, mass quantities of people, I would assume.
Well, the reason I won't read that stuff is I don't trust anything the government says. Period. End report. So
This isn't coming out from government. Yeah, this isn't coming out from government. Michael Christopher Carroll is a researcher.
Well, I don't need to read the book to know that I consider the government evil.
Okay.
And if the government's doing it, I don't want to know any more about it because, to me, they are the terrorists supreme.
Agreed.
Steve, what did you learn from the book? Well, for those who are wondering, Plum Island is off of the coast of Long Island. It's west of New Jersey. It's west of New York City. And it's about 3 miles long. It's about a mile wide. And it's the site of the Plum Island Animal Disease Center. And it was established by the USDA, USDA, in 1954. And it's the former U.S. military installation called Fort Terry, established in 1897. So it's an island where they can conduct experiments and allegedly away from prying eyes. And my understanding is that Lyme disease was developed there and made its way to Connecticut, across the water. Is that your understanding, Steve?
Yeah, it is. It actually is. And understanding how pharmaceuticals also hold patents on certain diseases. I mean, it's amazing they have patents on diseases, anthrax, and there's several others. When I read the book, I got to admit, I was not quite awake until I read the book. And then later on, started learning more and more about FBI and CIA. Their scope of practice, what they actually do. And I'm quite concerned that it's my assumption that the FBI is beholden to the U.S. Constitution, and they are not. They are very much rogue, like the CIA. They don't have to follow the rules of the CIA, the Constitution. They do whatever they want to do. They're outside the scope of the rule of law. They're outside the Constitution, Bill of Rights. And I'm not sure why this president, and I am not a fan of this guy at all. It was a lesser of two evils type situation here for Donald Trump, and I surely will not even participate in the next election because I know how fraudulent it is. That's another thing I don't quite understand. He talks about fraud in the election system, and then he doesn't want to dismantle it, make it fair and honest. It's very, very, very interesting who's controlling Donald Trump, the globalists. He's not accomplished anything. And my report card of him last night on my show was basically an F report card. I mean, it's just a total F report card. And thinking about 4 more years of this guy being in the Oval Office, another F presidency, and more terrorism, more wars, more nation building. But off topic there. The book taught me, it actually showed me and taught me that I guess at that time before I read the book, I was maybe believing more of what I heard from government and maybe more of what I heard from the mainstream media. Now I know they're both lying. I kind of think of both the government, I think the government has a cheating ex-wife, and you can't trust her. And she's been caught lying too many times, and so everything comes out of their mouth. I don't say take it with a grain of salt. I say take it with a bucket of salt. And I just don't buy anything they're doing anymore, anything they're saying. Everything, all the numbers are fudged. Wall Street's fudged. All the numbers you can possibly think of are being fudged. I mean, the 10, 12 million illegals, they've been using the number for at least a dozen years. And we know it's at least 3 or 4 times that. So I was curious what you might think about what's going on at Plum Island. I think a lot of bad things are going on there. And I think they're looking at understanding Agenda 2030 and a depopulation program. I would not be the slightest. I'm pretty sure they're working on mass kills.
Have you been to a Menards? Do you have a Menards down there in Florida?
No, we don't have those over in the Midwest. Nothing down here like that. Mm-hmm. I like Menards, and I agree with you. They are very clean inside. They're very, very organized.
All right, here's why I mention that. Whenever I go to Menards, I look at the parking lot, and I don't see very many cars there. Now, some of the cars are for that the employees use to get there. And I look around, and the nearest customer to me is 100 feet away, no matter where I am, the nearest one. So they have very few customers. So I'm thinking about the electric bill, the air conditioning bill, the tax bill. There is absolutely no way that the sales that I see generated whenever I'm there can pay for the electric bill at that moment, let alone the interest on the inventory and, you know, the employees and the rest of it. There's no way it can pay just the electric bill. So when you talked about it's fake, it's all fake, the numbers are fake, Wall Street's fake, it seems to me that these stores aren't generating enough revenue to pay the bills. Now, some must be, but I think that they're lying too. So they're saying that everything's rosy, but I don't believe that, because if everything were rosy, you'd be able to find employees that knew what they were doing, but you can't. So they can't hire employees that know what they're doing. They don't have enough employees because there are lines whenever you go to do something, you know, whether you are at the customer service or the checkout or whatever, there are lines, and that's intentional so that you wait rather than them wait for you, because they'd be paying extra. So I don't believe the numbers. I believe that companies are in way worse financial shape than they are showing. Dr. Shealy, do you see stores that are packed with lots and lots of customers the way they used to be, let's say, 20 years ago?
Well, I don't go to stores if I can avoid it. I do more shopping online than 99% of it. If I can buy it online, I buy it online. I'm talking about even peanut butter and salmon and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I prefer to go through Amazon to try to make my way into Walmart or a regular grocery store most of the time. Mm-hmm.
And I do that to save taxes as well. I absolutely do. I refuse to give 1 cent that I don't have to the state for sales tax. I absolutely refuse. And that's why I went through the hassle of becoming tax exempt at Menards. And Class, you can do the same thing. If you have a business and you can justify that your purchase is for your business and it's tax exempt, you should consider doing that. Steve, any other comments you'd like to share with us?
No, I agree with you. And, you know, I'm getting a little tired, too, when I go to a hardware store and I find people that are out of place. We have a lot of bodies out there, and they're not being taught. They're not being educated in their departments. And there's nothing worse than walking in and asking somebody, and they shrug their shoulders. I don't really know. What are you looking for? What's it called again? And I find lots of people that just they're just bodies in positions. They're actually not educated. And it's pretty bad. Like, I agree with you that you need to call out the manager and say, hey, you've got people in positions in certain areas of this store here that have no knowledge of their merchandise. They don't have any answers at all. And why do you have them? Why don't you have a program to educate these people? And it appears to be an ongoing problem. I mean, not only just in the hardware stores, but everywhere I go, I find people that just are bodies that don't have education in their areas at all. It's quite frustrating.
Steve Elkins, while you're with us, would you mind staying with us for another short segment? The reason I'm asking is I'd like to talk about 6 cancer patients contracting a rare blood infection because the nurse stole liquid opioids and refilled the vials with contaminated tap water. And since you are a nurse in intensive care, in the emergency room, and Dr. Shields, your medical doctor, let's talk about that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and Steve Elkins is with us. Both of these gentlemen are broadcasters. Steve Elkins is a nurse, an emergency room nurse, and a intensive care nurse. And so the question, let me just explain what happened. So there was a person, a nurse by the name of Kelsey Mulvey, 27 years old, was charged in June with fraud and tampering and faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 because six patients at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in Buffalo, New York, contracted a blood infection last summer. And they were diagnosed with resulting from soil contamination or dirty water. And they inspected what happened, and they concluded that the nurse had been opening vials of opioids, taking the opioids out and refilling the vials with tap water, and then the patients would be injected with the tap water as compared to the opioids. So she was stealing the opioids. And so six patients got a rare disease as a result of this. Dr. Shealy, have you ever heard of anything like this?
Well, no, I have not, but I would like to see her caned in public square. The appropriate punishment would not be just a little bit of jail and a fine. She ought to be beat half to death. That is absolute beyond criminal behavior.
Steve Elkins, as a nurse,
jury.
Steve, Steve Elkins, as a nurse, have you ever heard or seen anything like this?
Actually, Vincent, it's funny that you mention it, but yes, I have actually experienced it. I have at least five cases I can tell you about where nurses I worked with did the same exact thing, except maybe they didn't use tap water. They used normal saline or distilled water. And they would actually, on a fentanyl drip that was for a patient for pain management, they would go in with a syringe and pull out 10 cc's, and they would just start, you know, take the opioid that way and steal it that way, or take the injectiles that we had in our drawer locked up, and they would refill those up with just normal saline. And so when you grabbed one and you thought you were giving your patient some pain medicine, and the patient comes back and says, I still got tons of pain, you know, I'm still on 8 out of 10 scale, there's something wrong here. Then we started realizing some of the tabs were broken a little bit. Something's wrong here. And it's strange, we didn't have a camera system at that time, but we did find out what was happening, and a nurse that actually had an addiction was stealing narcotic from either the patient at the bedside or actually through the drawer, medication drawer itself. So I unfortunately had to turn somebody in for that. And it was strange because the hospital caught her, gave her a second chance, which is strange. It's like putting an alcoholic behind the bar at a nightclub or something and telling them to serve drinks and never touch an alcoholic drink. They gave her a second chance, which was really strange, very lenient. No, they really did.
I would call it stupid.
So, and then we had to actually monitor her, and we actually had to give them the narcotics for her. If her patient requested narcotic for pain management, we actually had to take responsibility. All the nurses said, well, I'll give the medication. You just tell me, and I'll sign it out, and I will personally give it myself. And so her keys were taken away, and unfortunately she tried to pull a fast one on me because she thought we were good friends, and we were good friends, but, you know, patient is first, and I'm certainly not going to cover for something wrong like that. So she broke the oath with me, took my key, and got the narcotic out, and attempted to take it somewhere else, to take it herself, and I stopped her, took it away, and she said it was for her patient. So I walked in her patient's room, and I said, are you in pain? He goes, no, why? Oh, well, you didn't call for a narcotic? You didn't call for pain medicine? No. So I knew right away she was challenging it. She was using our friendship and other people's, so I had to turn her in. And it was a stupid thing to give her a second chance. Like I said, she needs some help, some serious treatment. And she was then taken off the unit, and her license was taken, and I think she had to go to the state and probably to some rehab program. It's interesting that a nurse can actually not get caught, but actually confess, and they can't take your license if you confess before they catch you. But they made an exception for her, and unfortunately, she was an awesome nurse, an excellent nurse. She just had an addiction.
Did she do prison time?
No. The worst she got was her license was taken away, and I'm sure today she's still working.
Can you stay with us a little longer, Steve?
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit more about this with Dr. Shealy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're still looking into the cause of a tragic house fire that broke out in Erie, Pennsylvania early Sunday morning. The home being used is a round-the-clock daycare center. Five little children were killed, ranging in age from 8 months to 7 years. A friend of one of the victims, John Barkarski, says when he heard the news, he gave his own children a kiss.
When I seen this on the news in the morning, first thing I did, they were still sleeping yet, and I still picked them up and grabbed them, hugged them, and gave them a kiss.
Prosecutors say they're considering seeking the death penalty against an escaped Tennessee prisoner accused of murdering a prison administrator last week. Curtis Watson was recaptured yesterday morning in Henning after he was on the run for 5 days, accused of killing Tennessee Department of Corrections official Deborah Johnson. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shiel is with us. Medical doctor, surgeon of the year. Steve Elkins is with us. Nurse, ICU nurse, emergency room nurse. Dr. Shealy, when you were practicing medicine as a young person, didn't you have to take an oath, the Hippocratic Oath?
To graduate, yes.
Mm-hmm. And does that oath mean anything, do you think, to doctors and nurses? Do you think it means anything, or is it just some formality?
Well, I think it depends on the individuals, like everything else. We're all unique human beings, and some of us pay lip service things, and some of us believe in them.
Well, okay, in this case, where the nurse tampered with narcotic medication that was used for pain relief as an opioid, and the nurse replaced that with tap water, would you say that that violated the Hippocratic Oath of first do no harm?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. So there's a violation of oath of practice.
Steve, well, it's a violation of common sense and all kinds of things because, I mean, tap water is not given intravenously ever or intramuscularly even. You just don't do
and,
that.
And the reason for that is?
It's toxic. I mean, it's toxic enough when you take it by mouth, but to inject it into somebody, that could cause
Steve
serious
Elkins?
Pain, if nothing else.
Well, it caused these patients were diagnosed as a result of this with sphygmomanus, and I don't know how to pronounce this, PAUCIMOBILIS. Steve, do you know how to pronounce that?
Pusillomobis? In other words, the chlorine did not keep them sterile. But my God, did she just take it out into a sterile syringe and she's, I mean, we're talking about the ultimate, to me, this is as criminal as shooting someone.
Right.
Well, we're talking about someone who's suffering with cancer. Their immune system is down, and then injecting them with a toxic substance that just happens to be clear.
Vanessa, how did you spell that again? Because I didn't get the spelling.
Sphygmomanus, S-P. H-I-N-G-O-M-O-N-A-S. Next word, P-A-U-C-I-M-O-B-I-L-I-S. Pusillomobis? Mobilis? Pusillomobilis?
Oh, you know, I got to admit, I don't know these two. I'm sorry. Can't help you on that one. But Dr. Sheely's correct. Water or tap water for ingestion is not sterile. It's not. It's got lots of additives. Who knows what's in there? A lot of times, and we know there's lots of fluoride in there, and there's a lot of stuff that's not taken out at the purification plants or the water treatment plants. And so you put this into a muscular cavity, or into any surface where it's not intended to go, and you're going to have some complications. It's sad. I guess
Steve Elkins. Well, you've been trained as a nurse. You've got a degree, and you are a licensed nurse. Now, is it possible in your training that you would have ever missed knowing that you do not inject tap water intravenously or intramuscularly?
You know, I'm thinking that this nurse wasn't too smart. She should have known that. I would assume they teach that in school. Maybe they don't teach it. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been out of school, but maybe she missed that in training and never thought about it. And maybe just her opioid addiction itself superseded any common sense or any of her education, because people who are drug addicts dependent, they don't quite think the same way as you and I do. They don't rationalize things the way we do. Their analytical, critical thought is gone. And their immediate fix, getting immediate fix, is probably their first priority. That's it.
Dr. Sheely, is it possible that in your training that it was not taught that injecting tap water is absolutely something you don't do because it's toxic?
I can almost guarantee you that I was not told that. That goes beyond training its common sense.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we talked about that was never a possibility.
I have never seen a bag of, when someone's dehydrated, I've never seen a bag of tap water. Never. No. I've never seen anyone rinse out a syringe with tap water. I've never seen that.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, Dr. Shuley, then Steve, when we are in the presence of someone who is going to jab us with a hypodermic needle, what do we need to make sure that we know? What questions do we need to ask? Before you stick me with that, I got a couple questions. What are those questions that you would recommend, Dr. Shuley, then Steve?
Is it guaranteed sterile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wipe my skin with something to sterilize it before you stick it in.
Well, we have some certain rules we follow when we come into a patient's room. A lot of times we'll look at the patient, we'll look at the ID band, make sure we have the right patient, the right medication. I usually have a MAR in front of me, a medical administration record in front of me. I look at it, last time medication's been given, make sure it's the right patient, the right medication, the right route, and the right time. And I make sure that there's no history. I mean, I know what the allergies are, so not to have any problems with that. So, you know, there's certain things we got to follow, and there's no, if you follow them to a T, there's no problems. It's when people say, I'm going on my recollection and my memory, and they simply walk into the wrong room. They think they're in another patient's room because they're going back. They have so many different patients, and they make the mistake of not following the criteria we follow to make sure you have the right patient, the right medication, the right route.
All right.
So
well,
I would ask that person giving me the medication, what medication are you giving me? And there's nothing wrong with actually a patient having his MAR in front of him also to say, well, I want to see my medications, and so you know that the correct medication is coming to you. They make mistakes because they walk into the wrong room. I've seen doctors do that, walk in the wrong room thinking this is the other patient, and they start writing me a script telling me to send this down to pharmacy, and I said, no, you got the wrong patient. This patient's allergic to that. And I go, what? Yeah, you must be thinking about next door, and because he's got some bacteria growing. So I can't. It's my responsibility to catch the mistakes of a physician, which I'm all right to do. I have no problem with that. And they're under a lot of stress. They have a lot more patients than me, and my job is to make sure I catch a mistake, and so we don't carry it out.
Okay, as a nurse, Steve Elkins, do you look at the prescribed dosage? Well, let's say it's 10 cc's, and you look at that, and you say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. That's 10 times what it should be. I think it should be 1 cc. Do you ever see things like that? And then before you give the injection of what you think would be 10 times the amount, since the previous dosage might have been 1 cc, do you stop and say, wait a minute, I'm gonna double, triple, quadruple check this with the doctor?
Well, most of the time,
before giving it, do you ever do that?
I never get prescribed medications like that. Nothing's filled with a syringe. That here's a syringe, because pharmacy would have to do that, and it's not done. What I will do is get a vial sent to me, and I'll check it with the medication administration record to make sure what the medication is and if they can accept it. And I have a little theory, little thing that I follow. It's called you can give more, but you can't take away. So when it comes down to cardiac medications, medications for sedation or pain, I go lower because I can always give more. And I like to trial it to see how the patient responds to it. Because if I give the amount that's actually ordered sometimes, right off the bat, I'll find out, well, my patient's not accepting it. He's having adverse reaction, or he's symptomatic with his blood pressure is dropping now. So I like the I can give more, but I can't take away theory. And it works for me every time. I've never had a failure on that. I'll give a little dose, see how it responds. Does good. You get the second part of the dose. Other than that, if you give too much, you can't take away. The last thing you want to do is start, taking an Ambu bag and bagging your patient because now he's not breathing very well or strong enough to oxygen his body. So that's my theory, and it works for me every time.
Dr. Shuley, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it always should be checked and cross-checked with the patient's chart. It's just that simple.
And what And what about common sense, Dr. Shuey? Since you are writing the book, Who Killed Common Sense? What about common sense if you are following another doctor and you look at the medications and you think, wait a minute, I don't think this is right?
Well, if I saw that,
what would be your next?
I would discuss it with a physician.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're now saying is someone who is in the medical profession, who is conscientious, should not only just look at the orders, but actually determine whether they are realistic, make sense, and should be given. And that would be like following orders blindly versus making sure that you're executing the orders with forethought. And I applaud both of you gentlemen for doing that. But I have seen firsthand a nurse with a family member give 10 times the dose. I've seen that. And it was heart medicine. And it drove the patient into, I don't know, let's say blood pressure of 40 over 80.
You know, that's common sense.
Have you seen that?
With her teaching. Yeah, with her teaching, she should have known better. You had somebody who wasn't thinking, because I've received orders that I said, you know, that's a huge dose, and a physician will say that they can handle that. And that's where I go with that, giving half, challenging the patient, and then if they do fine with it, well then, you know, I'll give the second half. But like I said, if you give the full dose and you have this, you know, go with that on the side of cautiousness. To say, you know what, I don't want to subject my patient to having a problem with a crisis in blood pressure here. So, you know, let's on the cardiac medication, let's give half. Let's watch for a little while. Let's give it 20, 30 minutes. We'll see what happens. And the blood pressure starts to come down a little bit here, and everything seems to be very stable. And it's still acceptable enough to give another dose, then I will do that. If it's questionable, I will then let the physician know that I've only given half the dose, and here's my blood pressure now. I think that the other part of the dose, giving it, might be a bad idea. What is your thought on that? And then they'll make the call themselves to say, they'll be fine, go ahead and give them that, their dose. So, on side of caution, I always go that way.
Dr. Shuey and Steve Elkins, I was reading an article about a shortage of versatile medicine used to treat immune disorders and other diseases, and hospitals are now suspending the treatment for many persons because of the shortage of immune globulin-type injectables. We talk about that when we come back. We now have a shortage of that, and are you seeing that, gentlemen? We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuey and Steve Elkins.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Telephone number if you'd like to contact his office in Springfield, Missouri, is 417-351-5221. Also with us, Steve Elkins, a broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can listen to him on Sundays on republicbroadcasting.org. Dr. Shealy, I have three quick short answer questions before we get into the drug shortage with you and Steve. Do cell phones cause cancer? Is there a yes or a no answer for that?
I'm sorry?
Is there a yes or no answer for do cell phones or can cell phones cause cancer? Is there a yes or no answer?
Yes. I think unequivocally they can cause cancer, especially of the brain.
Okay. How about smart meters? Can they cause cancer?
I think the evidence suggests that they can. The proof there is not quite as clear as it is with cell phones.
Okay. How about nitrates and nitrites in hot dogs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so the answer is they can. Very good. So now the topic is immune globulin medications. And right now, we know they're harvested from plasma, a component of blood, but people with compromised immune systems need those types of medications to fight off infections. But right now, there's a shortage of those medications. And so what it looks like we're doing triage, and we're saying, well, if you're going to die, we've got some for you. But if it looks like you're not going to die, well, we're not going to be able to help you because we're saving those meds for people who are really, really seriously ill and could die. Have you found that the supply of IG type meds are in a short supply in your practice, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I have, but then unfortunately, that's not something that I come across. I'm not requested that for my patients, so I don't really know.
Okay. All right. How about you, Steve Elkins? Have you heard of
this?
Well,
those kind of medications are usually used in an oncology unit, and I don't see those patients at all, so I can't comment on shortages on that. I have seen shortages in my 26 years, Versed, many other medications, and it's unheard of. It's kind of puzzling to say, well, why do we have shortages? We can never really find an answer out why a pharmaceutical would say, we're only making a limited amount, and once it's gone, it's kind of gone or in short supply, and then we have rations on the medication that's definitely necessary for patient care. No explanation. Can't seem to find anybody who gives an answer for that. Why is the medication in short supply, and we need it? I don't know.
Okay. How about this one? How about meds coming from China? It looks like China is quietly becoming the world's pharmacy. Are you seeing that in your world, Dr. Shealy? I'm talking
about
antibiotics.
I don't get into those things very often. I only order from American manufacturers. There is no circumstance in which I would willingly order anything made in China.
Okay. So, well, class, it looks like drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, are coming from China and India at a greater and greater quantity. Steve Elkins, are you seeing that as well?
You know, I can't tell you where the fentanyl is coming from. I have to look at the vial next time, but I know China has a huge market of illegal fentanyl, and I assume that if they have an illegal supply, I'm sure they may have legal supply also. And I don't know where the pharmaceuticals are getting their fentanyl from. I can't comment on that right offhand, but I do know there's a lot of fentanyl coming in from China on the streets. Actually, I met a guy the other day who he said he was up in Pennsylvania when I was up with my mother, and he said he was there for a funeral. So what happened? He said his cousin overdosed. I said, you're kidding me. What? He said heroin and fentanyl. So it's out there. It's on the street. Evidently, if there's enough of it out, the street price must be very, very low. And there's an epidemic problem right there, but I don't see anybody really pointing a finger at the illegal stuff coming in from Mexico and China. It's simply pointing a finger at our pharmaceuticals here as they created the problem. Not sure how that's all working out. They're
okay.
Not going after China after so much.
Well, I wouldn't buy
about 11 years
from
ago.
China. I wouldn't buy any food or
good
any
for
kind
you.
Of health thing from China, period.
Including dog food, because there was menu foods out of Canada with made lots of labels of dog food, and the dog food was combined with melamine from China, which is a waste product. I guess they used it as a filler, and it killed one of our dogs. And we weren't the only ones. Many, many dogs. But 246 people died about 11 years ago in the aftermath of a blood thinner, heparin, which had been manufactured in China. 246 people died. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor.
Appreciate
Steve Elkins, nurse. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do
all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.